This is Jeff Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, bringing you our August 2026 Fly Fishing Report podcast. The month of August brings about with it some low water, high temperatures, and the fish feeding early in the morning and late in the evening. That goes for brook trout and smallmouth bass. Our smallmouth bass rivers right now are low. With the exception of some localized thunderstorms, that's probably going to be the norm throughout the rest of the month. Oftentimes toward the end of the month, we'll start picking up some tropical depressions that bring us some moisture and help water levels. But for the most part, it looks like low water levels are the name of the game this month. The herons, eagles, ospreys take care of keeping all fish down in the deep holes in the middle of the day in the bright sun. So early morning, late evening, that's topwater popping bug time. The damselflies, dragonflies settle down on the grass beds in the evenings to rest overnight and end up with a little bit of dew on their wings, and they're not great at flying. And the smallmouth bass are very well in tune with what's going on with that. So one of my favorite techniques is to pound the banks and the grass beds with a number 4 chartreuse chugger or number 6 Shenandoah blue popper. Fishing these along the grass beds on 2X and 3X leader material, we can find some fantastic fishing. If you're going to be floating the river or pounding the banks, don't hesitate to tie a 24-inch dropper with a damselfly or dragonfly nymph suspended underneath. Work these along the grass beds and the shady banks. As far as our mountain brook trout fishing goes, water levels in the mountain streams are very low and the fish are very spooky right now. Without some precipitation, approaching these pools comes as much hunting as it is fishing. And what I mean by that is you want to give the fish enough time to rise so that you can see them before you actually start fishing the pool. If you know where the fish is, it's much easier to not spook him than arbitrarily blind cast and spook everybody in the pool. As far as the leader I'm using right now, I'm going with the Murray's Classic 7.5 foot 6X or 7X leader, and a Mr. Rapidan flying beetle in a size 16, a Mr. Rapidan ant in a size 16, Mr. Rapidan ant in a size 18. If you see you're getting a refusal or two more than you think you should be getting, don't hesitate to go down a size and for the pattern. As far as the streams that you're going to have a lot of pressure on, don't hesitate to switch those patterns out for something the fish haven't seen, like a Murray's moth or a Murray's oakworm in a size 16. Pay particular attention to the forecast toward the latter part of the month. Like I say, maybe we'll get some moisture in the form of a tropical system moving up the coast. Any extra water that these brookies experience definitely increases your chances of catching fish. You don't want to be there when it's in flood stage, but a couple extra inches of water will go a long way to not spooking the fish nearly as badly. This is Jeff Murray with Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, with our August 2026 Fly Fishing Podcast. If you have any questions or need any help, look us up online. We do a weekly stream report. If things change, we update it as often as it changes. That might be 2 or 3 times a week in a busy, stormy week. That's at murraysflyshop.com, or give us a phone call at 540-984-4212, or shoot us an email at info@murraysflyshop.com, and we'll be glad to help you in any way we can. Thank you for listening.